So just to end with one ha'ara, maybe two, we'll see how fast it goes, but for sure one ha'ara, and that is really going back to the beginning of the daf, and really going back to something very, very general that we've seen in Perek Ve'elam Agalchim. And that is that the halachas of Avelos as it relates to Ovi Ve'imoi are different than the halachas of Avelos as it relates to Shaar Kroivim. And the truth is, I just wrote down a list, I'm not going to go through it, but we found it so many times here throughout Perek Ve'elam Magalchin that there's nafgaminas between the Avelos of Ovi Ve'imoi versus the Avelos of Shaar Kroivim. Just a few examples. Number one, the Gemara brought a brisa that said that if somebody meets an avil, he's not allowed to say Shalom Aleichem. You can't ask him how he's doing until Lamed Yoyim. But for Ovi Ve'imoi, it's not Lamed Yoyim. For Ovi Ve'imoi, it's Yud Beis Chodesh. We had a halacha, a brisa that said that if someone has a karev that dies, so if the faster you bury the karev, Harezeh Meshubach. But when it comes to a father and a mother, it's just the opposite. Over there, it's going to be Harezeh Meguna. We had a halacha that if someone is a soicher and now mace one of his karevim, so Rotzel Lamait Ba'eskoi Mamai. Over there already, he has to. The dinim of Kriya, there were many nafkaminas in Kriya as it relates to Kroivim. Number one, by a father and a mother, it has to be bechalitza, which means the shoulder has to be exposed in terms of sewing a bag, how much you have to do, right? Do a whole bunch of different halachas. A person usually has to do Kriya on one baguette, but all the begadim, if he's wearing 10 begadim, he would have to do it for all the 10 different begadim. We had a halacha about, is a person, if he changes begadim in the middle of the shiva. So for Shaar Kroivim, if he changes his baggage, he doesn't write Kriya. Kriya has to be b'shas chimum. But when it comes to Ovi Ve'imoi, that was a Gemara. No, then even if he changes the baggage, he would have to do it again. So again, we have a whole bunch of nafgaminas between Dinei Avelos as it relates to Shaar Kroivim and Dinei Avelos as it relates to Ovi Ve'imoi. And it's mavur in the Gemara. The Gemara said it a few times in our parak that the reason Ovi Ve'imoi is different, Lashon HaGemara was, we had in today's daf, it's because of kvoid Ovi Ve'imoi. It seems to be related to kavod. What does that mean? There's a mitzvah kavod esavicha v'asimecha. It's one of the Ten Commandments. L'man yarichon yamecha. The Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin, mechabdei mechayim, u'mechabdei lachar moisai. Just like a person has an obligation, a mitzvah d'iraisa, to be mechabed his parents while they're alive, he has the same mitzvah d'iraisa of kavod esavicha v'asimecha, lachar moisam. The mitzvah of kavod esavicha v'asimecha does not end when a person's parents die. Just like mechabdei mechayim, so too there's an inyan of mechabdei la'achar moisai. So when it comes to avelos, there's not only the hilchas avelos that needs to be taken into account when it comes to a person's parents, but there's also the mitzvah of kabed es avicha v'asimecha. So that from the kibud aveim perspective, the avelos is different simply because the chiyuv kavod changes something. So if somebody's sitting shiva on a sibling, or someone's sitting shiva on a spouse or a child, so there's no chiyuv kibud, there's a chiyuv of avelos. So avelos is mechayiv, whatever it's mechayiv. But Ovi Ve'imoi, there's a whole other dimension. The dimension is kibud. And because of kavod, Ovi Ve'imoi, that plays an impact in halacha, and that's why you find nafgaminas and halacha and dine avelos between Ovi Ve'imoi versus nafgaminas and halacha as it relates to Shaar Kroivim. One of the nafgaminas and halacha between Ovi Ve'imoi and Shaar Kroivim is as it relates to not going to a simcha for Yud Beis Chodesh. So everybody knows that if someone's an Avil, Al Ovi Val Imoi can't go to a simcha, we learned it in Perek Ve'elam Agalchim, for 12 months. If a person's an Avil for Shaar Kroivim, he can't go to a simcha, Shloishim, for 30 days. Again, Ovi Ve'imoi, more, because Kvayt Ovi Ve'imoi, there's an Indian to be mechabed the parents, to show that he's going to mourn, even for an extended period of time. There's a fascinating tshuva in Igros Moshe, where Rav Moshe was asked to Shaila. There was a woman, she was Bavelos, she's Toich Yud Beis Chodesh, she lost one of her parents, and she had a wedding to go to, and she couldn't go, because she's a novel. Her husband was going to the wedding as well, and he wanted her to go with him. And the question was, should she go because her husband wants her to go, or she's Bavela, she shouldn't go? So Muscha Rishon, you would say, of course she's not supposed to go. The husband's wrong. She has a din, she has to be Bavelos. So Rav Moshe wrote a beautiful tshuva, and Rav Moshe said a chiddush. Rav Moshe said that what's the reason that there's an inyan of Avelos of Yud Beis Chodesh, Lacha Ovi Ve'imoi? It's based on the fact of Mechabdei Lacha Misa. It's based on the halachas of Kippur Aveim. So everybody knows the halacha, that if a married woman's father tells her to do something, but her husband tells her to do something else, she's supposed to listen to her husband. That's halacha psuka. So Rav Moshe said this is no different. Over here, mitzad kibud ave'im avelus, don't go to the chasana. But your husband wants you to go to the chasana. So because your husband wants you to go to the chasana, so over here, there's an inyan. Do I listen to my husband? Do I listen to my parent? The halacha is you listen to your husband. So based on that, Rav Moshe said, get to the chasana. That's what you're supposed to do, medina de shulchan aruch, because if that's what your husband wants you to do, then this is something that you should do. So I heard from Rabbi Bienenfeld. Rabbi Bienenfeld told me, b'shem, a very chashev apoysek. He said he was once sitting by a wedding, and somebody came to the chasana, and they were sitting around the table, and someone asked this shaila to the poysek. He said, my wife, she's bavelus, and she didn't want to, she had this wedding to, we had this wedding, I wanted her to come, and you know, what's the halacha? So the poysek said, it's an offer to children, Rav Moshe, it's an igros Moshe. Rav Moshe says, you're supposed to listen to your husband. But then he said a chiddush. He said a beautiful chiddush. He said that could be Rav Moshe wrote his tshuva many, many years ago. He wrote it at a time where people used to go to simchas. Most simchas were mixed seating. Most simchas, the husband and the wife, they would sit together. And as a result, a man, if he's going to go to a wedding and he's going to be sitting around the table where it's going to be couples or family, whatever it's going to be, and they're going to be sitting with their wives and he's not going to be sitting with his wife, so there's an inyan of being mechabed your husband and she should go. She should be together with him. But he said today you go to a simcha and there's a mechitza shel barzel between the men's side and between the ladies' side. So what? He wants his wife to come, so she's going to sit in the car, and when he's going to go to work tomorrow, she's also going to be sitting in the car with him. Then he's going to go by himself. So he said, Mehecha Tesa, now that should be different. He said, Rav Moshe wrote it at a time where they would go to a simcha. They were literally at the simcha together. So it was a real inyan, a real niyug, and a hug of kavod as it relates to her being together with him. But he said, Bizmanenu, that's not something that's really shchiach. And because that's not shchiach, he said, it's pasha that this wouldn't be nageya. And Rabbi Bienenfeld told me that over the years, he's mentioned this to kama v'kama gedoli Yisrael, different poiskim, whether Rav Moshe's tshuva was meant for a different world, or whether it's something that would be negay today, the kulam hiskimu, that it's gans yitachin v'mistaber, that Rav Moshe's tshuva is actually not something that would be negay for right now, because it was really more for a different world. But today, where it's just a matter of getting in the car and just driving together or sitting in traffic together, it's not so posh that this is what they should do.